A jackup rig contracted by Fury Operating Alaska is currently docked in the port of Homer, and the city is earning $1,000 per day in dockage fees. The port provided similar services to another rig in 2012, but in the process, a set of rules the state created to protect Ketchikan Bay were broken. KBBI's Quinton Chandler has more.
The state legislature passed a law back in 1974 to designate Ketchikan Bay critical habitat area. The Homer Port and Harbor was inside of the critical habitat area, and according to the plan written in 1993, no drill rigs were allowed to be stored inside the port. Homer Port and Harbor Director Brian Hawkins says the plan wasn't compatible with port and harbor operations.
The idea that what we do here is more vessels, and that technically we were in violation of that just doing our normal operations, would tell you that we need to address that.
Hawkins says the conflict was made very clear when the Endeavor Spirit of Independence jackup rig was brought into the port by Buccaneer Energy in 2012.
We realized that when the rig came here that they had to put the legs down because it was a safety issue. They would have damaged the rig and or damaged our dock.
Jackup rigs come equipped with legs that can stand the platform up on the ocean floor when it is drilling. When the legs aren't in use, they stretch up into the air from the rig's surface like massive towers. Hawkins says under U.S. Coast Guard rules, a drill rig is considered a vessel when its legs are up. When the legs are down, the rig is considered a drilling unit again. According to Hawkins, when the Endeavor came into the port, it was supposed to just stay for a few days. But things came up, and the Endeavor ended up staying for months. One day, there was a forecast of gale force winds, and a choice had to be made.
There's just no way that they can moor like a normal vessel, you know, to the facility, because there's just too much sail area with those big legs sticking up in the air.
The Endeavor's crew decided the safest option for humans and wildlife alike was to stabilize the rig by lowering its legs onto the seafloor. But that put Buccaneer in violation of the management plan. Hawkins says an environmental impact study showed there was no damage to habitat, but the city decided it needed the state to remove the port and harbor from the critical habitat area. Senator Peter Michicki of Soldotna sponsored a bill to do just that in 2014, and the bill passed. Hawkins says that's why it's legal for the Randolph Yost jackup rig to stand on its legs in the port right now. Bob Shavelson, executive director of Cook Inlet Keeper, thinks the bill went too far. He'd rather have just seen the management plan for the critical habitat area revised.
I think you have to recognize certain provisions for industrial activities around our industrial hub there and build those in, but also build in some protection. So there's some sideboards there. It shouldn't just be nilly-willy management there.
Shavelson acknowledges the economic impact drill rigs spark when they come into the port can be beneficial. But he says it's also important to pay attention to the impact rigs can have on marine life. Hawkins says even though the port and harbor aren't included in the critical habitat area anymore, everyone who uses them still has to follow regulations created to protect the environment. In Homer, I'm Quinton Chandler.